Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What truly sets you apart from your toughest competition? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. 7 weeks ago, I asked a question regarding your secret sauce. It was intended to get you thinking about what truly sets you apart from anyone else doing the same thing you're doing in your industry. I sincerely hope it got you thinking about this question. And because this is so critically important to the success of any business, I wanted to revisit the topic today. Not that I'm running out of topics to cover, but because I find this particular topic stumps many business owners unless they're pressed into answering the question, which is why my question for you today is, what truly sets you apart from your toughest competition? You may have heard this referred to as your value proposition or your unique differentiation. No matter what you call it, it's important that you can purposely and intentionally answer the fundamental question, how can you separate yourself in a meaningful way from any other competitor in your industry? There are a few ways to get to this answer. It just depends on which method you prefer. Let me share two different approaches with you today in hopes that one of these will hit you in a way that resonates with you and how you think about your business. Let's first start with the value proposition model I learned from Keith Cunningham. If you're not familiar with Keith Cunningham, he's a super smart entrepreneur and business guru based in the Austin, Texas area. I met Keith many years ago when attending a conference in Australia, of all places. Keith was one of the presenters, and he made a claim that he could teach us more in 4 days than we would learn in a 2-year MBA program. And since I had just finished my MBA program, and I lived in the Dallas area, not too far from his office in Austin, I decided to take him up on his offer. I paid a nice $15,000 fee to attend his 4-day workshop and decided to see what I could learn. And let me quickly say, the 4 days was well worth the investment. Keith is truly a genius in the area of business and particularly business finance. I was drinking from a fire hose the entire 4 days, and while some of what he shared went past me, one of the key takeaways I got from his workshop was his methodology for defining your value proposition. I'll try to explain it here, although I find it better to share it using a whiteboard or flip charts. Here's how he described it. Value propositions come in only one of three forms. They are either based on your brand, if you have a brand that's so powerful that the brand name itself defines your differentiation. He used the example of Coca-Cola being unique from Pepsi. And a Coke tastes like a Coke no matter where you get it or in what form you get it, a bottle, a can, or a soda fountain. So the uniqueness of Coke is consistent around the world. Coke as a brand is their value proposition. If you drink sodas, you either drink Coke or Pepsi, but not often either or both. The second form of value proposition would be your product, but only if your product is so unique that people buy your product because of the features and benefits of the product itself. While most companies don't have a one-of-a-kind product, he used the example of Apple computers. Apple is distinctly unique from other computers, and people who are Apple users rarely use other computer products because these products are uniquely Apple. The third form of value proposition is where most businesses live, and that's the experience that someone has when they do business with you. When you don't have a powerful, unique brand and you don't have a one-of-a-kind product, you must define your value proposition in terms of the experience that someone has when they do business with you. That's where my business lands, and that's likely where your business lands. You probably would agree with me on this, but here's the part that most of us miss. If our value proposition is based on the experience someone has when they do business with us, then we must be able to define the true value they get based on the feelings that someone has when they engage with our business. Now, I'm not sure about you, but when I first heard this, I was scratching my head a bit. I was thinking, is my value proposition really a feeling? But after hearing Keith explain why feelings were so powerful and impactful, I started to think deeply about it. In fact, he gave us all an assignment at the workshop. When we got back home, we were to ask 5 to 10 of our best customers this question: what feelings do you have when you do business with us? At first, it was a very awkward question to ask. Some customers looked at me as if I'd lost my mind. But when I pressed them for an answer, I did get some truly significant and meaningful insights into how I was making my customers feel when they did business with me. Keith's recommendation was that after we gathered the inputs from our customers, that we identified the top three feelings, the ones that were mentioned most often, and begin to build our business processes around those feelings. It was a powerful exercise, and it truly did change how we viewed our business and how we were interacting with our customers. Because we wanted every interaction to generate these specific feelings, we designed our website, our phone answering scripts, our in-person greetings, and our follow-up conversations to make sure that no matter what, these feelings were the main focus of our actions and engagements. So let me ask you, what are the feelings that your customers have when they do business with you or your team? Is your business designed and structured in such a way that no matter how or when your customer engages with you or your team, they come away with these very same feelings every time? What would have to change for that to happen? If they did have those feelings every time they did business with you, would they do business with you more often, or tell more friends about your business, or write better Google reviews about your business? If you're not sure what those feelings are, perhaps you should take time to ask your current customers and begin the journey to define your business based on the feelings you give your customers whenever they do business with you. Now, if this makes sense to you, then I'd suggest you use this approach to define your what truly sets you apart from your toughest competition. But if not, here's a second method that you may find works better for you. Take a few minutes to write down the 4 or 5 biggest problems or frustrations your ideal customer has today. Focus on the problems or frustrations they have with using products in your industry or getting service from your competitors. Be specific and write them out as specific problems or frustrations. I don't want you to solve them yet. This isn't about you or your products or your services. This is about your customers or those prospects who might be your ideal customers. Too often we focus our attention on what we do and how we show up without first getting crystal clear on the problem or frustration that we need to solve in the marketplace. Once you have 4 to 5 unique, clearly defined problems or frustrations, I want you to write a single sentence that defines exactly what you, your product, or your service does to fix that specific problem. Don't be general. Don't be vague. If you fix it, how do you fix it? What's the exact approach you use to make sure that problem or frustration goes away? Do this for each of the four or five problems or frustrations. Each single statement should reflect how your business addresses that problem or frustration. It should be uniquely different from how others would address the problem. If you find that your fix is no different than your competitor's approach to the problem or frustration, then ask yourself, what could we do differently or better to set ourselves apart from everyone else? We may not be very unique in one or two of the problem areas, but when you bundle the four or five problems together and you have a solution to each and every one of them, now you have some real uniqueness. I went through this exercise recently with a client. They're in an industry that arguably has little differentiation. The products are pretty much similar, and the process they follow is similar to every competitor's processes. But after about an hour of discussing and debating their customers' biggest problems and frustrations, then creating a single statement of how they solve those specific problems and frustrations, we came away from the meeting with a very powerful set of specific things that they did that were very different from any of their competitors. And as we looked at how they solved the big five problems and frustrations of their customers, we identified a way to brand our solution to make them even more unique and differentiated. It became the basis of truly setting them apart from their toughest competition. So how about you? Do you have a clear definition of the top four to five problems or frustrations your customers have today? Have you crafted a single concise statement of how you solve their big five problems or frustrations? Are you communicating your solutions on your website, in your presentations, and as part of your proposals or quotes? Perhaps this is an approach that will work for you and your business. Either way you choose, by following Keith Cunningham's value proposition methodology or defining the specific problems and frustrations you're solving for your customers, you can and should create a method, an approach, a discipline, or a commitment to create powerful feelings and solve your customers' biggest challenges. Do this, and your competition will be left wondering where all their customers went. And you'll be smiling as you greet them, deliver the feelings they love, and solve their biggest problems. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd enjoy helping you think through these questions to help you find your unique differentiation so you can crush your competition. And please don't hesitate to share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. This is a topic that every business owner must master, and even if you're in the same industry, you can deliver unique value to those customers who align with your passion, your purpose, and your mission. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss strategic timeouts. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com. And connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.